Module 5, Inspiring. Coaches have to be inspiring if they want to encourage excellence in their salespeople. Inspiration is more than compelling speeches. True inspiration requires long-term commitment. Coaches must be careful to individualize and personalize their approach. Additionally, you must reward success and offer opportunities when people fail to meet expectations. Individualize. Coaching does not use a one-size-fits-all approach. It is important to individualize coaching methods so that they fit the individuals and benefit the entire team. Individual attention should go beyond the basic reviews. It is a good idea to begin with a behavior assessment. These assessments allow people to be self-aware and monitor their own behaviors. Behavior assessments can be combined with the skills assessments to determine the best roles for each employee and help them overcome gaps and achieve goals. By understanding the strengths and weaknesses of each employee, you will be able to develop a strong team and create individualized plans for each one. Additionally, you should be aware of the best way to communicate with each employee effectively and adjust your communication style as necessary. Personalize rewards. If you get to know your salespeople, it will not be difficult for you to personalize rewards. The easiest reward to give your team is verbal praise said in the communication style that suits each. The point is that you notice when people are contributing. Rewards for successes can vary based on what team members like. If the team frequents a coffee shop or restaurant, consider getting gift cards. Treat people to meals or keep movie cards on hand. People will be motivated if they know the rewards are what they want. Be open with how rewards are earned, but be careful not to show favoritism. Only give rewards for success and make sure that you mix up your rewards. Do not give the same reward over and over. Acknowledge success. The success of every team member should be acknowledged and celebrated. It is easy to celebrate the large successes like big sales or community awards. Do not forget, however, to acknowledge the small successes. Praise small movements to goals, such as a small increase in sales. Let other team members know about improvements so that the community can celebrate. If you acknowledge small successes, you will build confidence and continue to improve success. Provide opportunities over punishment. Punishment for failure will stifle creativity and decrease confidence. If you have low performers, give them opportunities to find success. Provide them with tasks that you know they can accomplish so that you can begin to acknowledge success and build confidence. This does not mean that you allow people to stagnate. Growth is imperative, but sometimes people need to take smaller steps. Encourage ideas and initiative and praise employees even if they fail. Successful teams need members to have drive or initiative. Remember that you are supposed to offer guidance, not micromanage. Case study. Heather noticed that CJ was slipping behind in his performance. She told him that he needed to discover the cause of his failure quickly because he was negatively affecting the team. She warned him that he risked being written up if his numbers fell any further. Over the next few weeks, she observed that CJ was working frantically. He came in early and stayed late. Heather was pleased that he was taking their discussion seriously. When she looked at the numbers, however, she saw that his results were almost the same. She wondered why his extra effort was not paying off in the way that she expected.